Hey, Truth Seekers, it's tax season. Mike Malloy here on the Progressive Voices Network. You're not getting the refund our treasonous leader promised you? Well, we have a money-saving offering to ease your pain. From now until tax day, April 15th, you can subscribe or renew your subscription to our new one-hour audio-video Malloycast for only $29 a year. Visit MikeMalloy.com to renew or subscribe. And thanks for keeping it lit.
And now, from the Daniel Scappin Studio, deep in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, it's Mike Malloy.
Welcome to the podcast this evening. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you very much for plugging us in. I want to remind you again, we are running just one hell of a special on Malloy Podcast right now and up until the 15th of April. A one-year podcast of audio and video together that normally costs just under $100 is now $24.95. $29.95. Okay, it's cheap, but not 5 cents, you know. $29.95, not $99.95, $29.95. Now, for the people that have subscriptions, you can renew it now. It'll just be added on at the end of whatever you've got paid for now. If you have a subscription, for example, or running out in July, and you renew now for $29.95, it'll be a year from July that $29.95 will apply. After the 15th of April, the price of the podcast goes back up to what? $49. I thought it was $39. It's $49? I'm sorry. After the 15th of April, the yearly subscription to a Malloy podcast would be $49.95, which is still half of what it was, I don't know, 3 months ago. Now, that includes audio and video. There is no longer a separation between the two. If you subscribe, you get both. So, after the 15th of April, a podcast for this diatribe that I put on at night will be $49.95. Right now it's $29.95. So do renew now. Seriously, if you have a subscription, for you folks who've been hanging in with us for, well, literally years on the podcast, take advantage of this. I mean, come on. $29.95, that's a meal for you at a medium-priced restaurant. I mean, for real. Also, if you want to sponsor the program any given night, $25 between now and the 15th of April, $25. After the 15th of April, $50 for sponsorship. What did you say, Kathy?
I'm emailing you printing your sponsorship.
Yeah, print it off for me. Do we have video playing? Oh, good. Okay. You got that? $25 for a sponsorship. $29.95 for a one-year subscription. Renew it now if you have a subscription. If you don't have a subscription, sign up. That's the only thing that's going to keep us going. I know you hear that all the time, but this is just like taking a subscription to a magazine, okay? $29.95 for a one-year subscription to this podcast until the 15th, and it's $49.95. It's from Chris. Chris Schaefer in Germany. Her message, she's our sponsor tonight. Her message, keep it lit, damn it, and see you in June. She's going to make another trip from Germany. Yeah, we'll have more information about that. Kathy will provide it. We're planning another mountain getaway in June when it won't rain. All right? Chris Schaefer. Thank you, Chris. Speaking of when it won't rain, I've told you before that this has been the rainiest, I think it's the third rainiest year in Georgia history. And if you want the first 2 years, you have to go back to a previous century. Rain is devastating. the farming Midwest. Devastating. Record flooding, rain and snow. Precipitation. Let me do it the way the Weather Channel does it. Precipitation is absolutely destroying farming communities throughout the Midwest. In Ohio, in South Dakota, in Nebraska, in Wisconsin, rivers are overflowing. Creeks are overflowing into the rivers. The rivers are overflowing their banks into farmland, into onto people's ranches, destroying everything. And, you know, as I watch these reports come in about the weather conditions in this country, the rain and the snow, the precipitation, I just wonder, the people who vote Republican, the people who insist on voting for representatives and senators and this fucked up president we have, none of whom believe in the reality of global warming and climate change. Why are you doing this? I mean, is it because you just, no matter what the fuck happens to your farm or your ranch, no matter how much rain and snow fall and destroy everything you own, you're going to continue to vote for people who tell you that climate change is not happening? This is madness. From the Times today, this comes from Verdigre, Nebraska. Listen to this. They focus on a farm here, a couple of them. Here's what how the Times reports. Ice chunks the size of small cars ripped through barns and farmhouses. When's the last time you heard a lead sentence like that in this country? Baby calves swept into freezing floodwater and drown, washing up dead along the banks of swollen rivers. Farm fields are now lakes. Is it not sinking in yet? What the fuck does it take to come to terms with the fact that climate on this planet is changing in a manner that is going to devastate huge areas of the planet? And eventually, if nothing's done, it's going to wipe out life as we know it. Laugh if you want to. I know you won't be here. You'll be dead and buried. Your corpse will wash up. I'll be dead and buried. Well, I'll be dead and cremated and scattered in the mountains or some shit. I don't know. That'll be up to Kathy. But I just wonder, what will it take to wake people up to what is happening? Scientists now have been warning us about this since the 1970s. Here we are, it's almost 2020, or it's coming up on 2020. And the leadership of this country, the Republicans, and this fuckhead that's in the presidency, refuse to even talk about it, refuse to acknowledge that it's happening. The Times reports the record floods that have pummeled the Midwest are inflicting a devastating toll on farmers and ranchers at a moment when they can least afford it, raising fears that this natural disaster, it is not a natural disaster. It is wholly man-made. Now, the Times, I guess their style book says, well, don't refer to it as man-made global warming. Not yet. We'll leave that to our science writers. What the fuck? It is not a natural disaster when the precipitation in the farming midsection of this country is so great in terms of rain and ice and swollen rivers that this shit is happening. That's not natural. Raising fears that this natural disaster will become a breaking point for farms weighed down by falling incomes, because it's becoming more and more difficult to grow crops, rising bankruptcies, for the same reason. If you are in the farming business and you can't make a living, If you can't pay off last planting season's seed, or you can't pay for a combine or a tractor that you bought, and you go bankrupt, how does that... how does that even compute where it concerns a farming family trying to continue to do what in a lot of instances has been done for generations? Plus, they're faced with the fallout from this orange son of a bitch's trade policies, which are non-existent. He's a prick. He is a son of a bitch who is destroying. He's adding his farm. How much longer are people in the Midwest going to vote Republican? And I say that because if the Republicans were all about the horror that we're facing of climate change, and the Democrats were saying, oh, fuck it, that's not happening, I would ask the same question about the Democrats. How much longer are you going to vote for the Democrats? Let's clear it up. How much longer are you going to vote for a political party that refuses to recognize what is happening on this little blue dot? It's just astonishing to me. I cannot get this into my head. That these farming communities watch everything they've worked for, everything their parents and grandparents worked for, being devastated by man-made global warming, climate change. And they'll continue to vote Republican. Clint Pischel, 23 years old of Niobrara, Nebraska, but that's a big city, whose lowland fields were flooded by the ice-filled Niobrara River after a dam failed, said, quote, "When you're losing money to start with, how do you take on extra losses?" End quote. This kid's 23. He spent yesterday gathering 30 dead baby calves from his family's ranch in the northern region of the state where this little town is, finding their bodies under huge chunks of ice. Mr. Pischel said, "There's no harder business to be in, but with death and everything else, you've got to answer to bankers. It's not our choice. It is your choice. Don't be a fucking victim. Put people in office who will acknowledge and confront what we're dealing with." Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here you go. Here you go. Flash flooding in Indonesia kills at least 50. And injured 59 near the provincial capital of Jayapura, according to disaster officials on Sunday. The number of victims is expected to rise as rescuers search for survivors in the town of Sentani, which was hit by floods Saturday evening. Sentani is the site of Sentani International Airport, which is the largest airport in Papua New Guinea or Indonesia, and serves Jayapura, about 15 miles away. 7 people were killed when a landslide crushed 2 houses. The landslide was set off by the same heavy rain Saturday evening that caused the flash flood. That's Indonesia. How about Africa? How about Zimbabwe? The death toll from a huge cyclone that hit Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe last week, the death toll stood at 150 on Sunday, with hundreds more missing and tens of thousands of others stranded and cut off from roads and telephones, mainly in poor rural areas. And don't forget what happened to Puerto Rico. The cyclone has affected more than 1.5 million people in the 3 southern African countries, according to the UN and government officials. Homes, schools, businesses, hospitals, police stations, have been destroyed by the cyclone. Thousands of people who were marooned by the heavy flooding abandoned their possessions to seek safety on higher ground. The president of Mozambique said the damage was, quote, very worrisome, end quote, and that the flooding made it difficult for aircraft to land and carry out rescue operations. In Zimbabwe, 31 people have died from the floods, according to the government. Roads and bridges were swept away, slowing rescue efforts by the military. The dead included students who were among dozens of children trapped in a dormitory after a rock fall. Does none of this register? These are rhetorical questions. Do the Republicans think that this is just a rainy spring? Ignorance is curable. And we all were ignorant of what we were doing up to a point where it concerns global warming. But now, anyone who wants to know can know what is happening. Ignorance is curable. Stupidity, in so many instances, is not only not curable, it's fatal. And that's what's happening. Death in one form or another, because people are not paying attention to this worldwide crisis that we're facing. Wow. Back to the U.S. Midwest. Farms filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy protection rose by 19% last year across the Midwest, the highest level in a decade. Only the farm failures are not caused by low commodities prices. It's caused by flooding and rain. That's according to data compiled by the American Farm Bureau. And now many of those farms have lost their livestock and their livelihoods. The rail lines and roads that carry their crops to market were washed away by the rain-gorged rivers that drowned small towns, forced thousands of evacuations. Some farmers say they've been cut off from their animals behind walls of water, while others cannot get to town for food and supplies for their livestock. What does it take? What has to happen? In Verdigris, also in northern Nebraska, the small town, the Ruzicka family has farmed for five generations, dating back to the homesteading days of the 1800s. The farmhouse now is a total loss, including the family's first tractor, a 1930s model that is still used sometimes, now sits overturned in a pond of mud. Anthony Ruzicka, whose alfalfa and cornfields are filled with giant chunks of ice, says, quote, there are not many farms left like this, and it's probably over for us now, too. Financially, he said, how do you recover from something like this? The Ruzickas were still tallying their losses to their cattle herd. They scrambled to move cows to neighboring farms before the dam burst last week. But at least 15 newborn calves perished, and they believe the death toll is much higher. Mr. Ruzicka said yesterday, quote, we didn't know what to do with them. We never, ever expected anything like this. We just ran out of time. It was either sacrifice them, the cattle, or sacrifice ourselves. As the Times reports, this kind of crisis living has grown very familiar tooth and layer. For some people in the region, here's another example in Knox County, Nebraska. A woman there who's 25 helped coordinate efforts to deliver emergency supplies, including minerals, antibiotics, and salt blocks to farmers hurt by the floods. Just 2 years ago, she said, farmers and ranchers in the area were busy donating bales of their hay to ranches in Kansas and Oklahoma, which had been devastated by wildfires. Wildfires, mudslides, flooding, precipitation that's off the charts. Ms. Sucha, who's the woman I'm quoting here, said, quote, it's going to affect them for years. You're not going to be able to sleep at night because you've got so much loss, end quote. Farm experts are saying that even given all this damage and destruction, it's still too early to estimate the full economic toll of these floods. You probably saw, if you watched any network news tonight, you saw some of the video. That's some scary shit. That's some horrifying shit. These walls of water that just, they can't be stopped. I mean, the hydraulic pressure, you can't stop it when it's like that. You can contain it to a degree. But water, ice melt, snow, it doesn't do what humans want it to do. What did you learn in physics? Same thing I did. Water seeks its own level. It will go where the fuck it wants to go, and it will find a way to get there. And as long as the water is contained within a riverbed or a stream bed or behind a dam or in the ocean, it'll stay there. But when the levels increase, when the water levels increase, it will, by God, go someplace. Sounds like basic elementary shit, right? Well, it is. But why follow policies that increase the chance of the flooding, increase the probability of financial ruin, increase the probability of massive destructive forest fires? Why follow policies that will contribute to that to the degree that it makes it worse? Is that not madness? But we have an insane person, the head of the government, and we have a political party that has gone collectively insane itself. So what do we do? Do we sit back on our asses and polish up our AR-15s and talk about them goddamn liberals? Or do we get rid of these kinds of so-called leadership and put into office people who will acknowledge this situation, acknowledge the critical seriousness of it, and then begin a process of trying to slow it down? Which one do you think is going to happen? Farm experts said it was too early to estimate the full economic toll of the floods, but the director of the Nebraska Department of Agriculture said the disaster could cost the state's livestock sector $500 million. Farm groups said it would take months or years to recover, and that residents across the region would need emergency federal aid. Good luck with that. Months or years to recover. To recover to what end? It's just going to keep happening as long as the policies remain the same. What's the big cliche or meme or whatever now? What's a good example, a good definition of crazy? Doing something over and over and expecting a different result. So when the head of the Nebraska Department of Agriculture says it's going to take years to recover, He's not talking about instituting programs that will retard what is causing this to begin with. As though this were just a cyclical thing. Well, not to worry, you know. This happens every, 100 years? Except the 100-year floods are happening every 3 years? What the fuck is wrong with people? President of the National Farmers Union said, quote, "You've got a generation of young farmers on the verge of leaving. You've got a lot of mental health stress out there. And that was before this storm. You just pile this on top." End quote. So what happens when there's a migration? And there's no way that it won't come. A migration away from, I'm talking about just this country, away from the so-called farm belt. What happens then? Where are you going to get your food? What's going to happen when these results of climate change affect other parts of the world that have massive populations that even now are in barely survivable mode? What's going to happen when they can no longer support themselves from the land? Is this fucking president going to build a wall? Where's the next wall going to go? On the east coast of the United States? How about on the west coast? I know, Canada. How many fucking walls can be built to stop migration of people who have decided, no, I'm not going to stay here and drown. I'm not going to stay here and fry. I'm not going to stay here and starve to death. I'm going there. Because there, it hasn't happened to them yet. Who's going to stop that? Let me give you a one-word answer. Nobody. So what's going to be... This is... The climatologists, the environmentalists, those people that this fucking Trump and the Republican Party love to mock and demonize, they have been warning about one of the major aspects of climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, is the idea, the reality that's coming of mass migration. You hear it now in the U.S. Midwest. Well, I can't keep farming. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to have to leave. What happens when 100 million people say that in South Asia? What happens when 100 million people say that in the Middle East? Because in that part of the world, there's no rain. There's no way to grow anything anymore. This area floods out, that area cooks. Then what? As floodwaters slowly ebbed in some places Monday, other cities, including Fargo, North Dakota, were getting sandbags ready and bracing for floods from rivers overflowing with snowmelt and late winter rains. And farmers in flooded rural areas were just starting to calculate losses and consider whether they would be able to get their fields ready for spring planting. In Holt County, Nebraska, here's another one. Jerry Cole, a rancher with 1,600 mature cows and 5,000 yearlings, lost dozens of cows over the past week, a loss in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. As he looked across his 30,000 acres on Monday, he saw more water than dirt. Mr. Cole said he had spoken by phone to more than a dozen other ranchers in the area in the past few days and concluded that the damage caused by floodwaters and the deep freeze that preceded the flooding would force a number of the ranchers out of business. He said, I'm struggling here, but there are others who have it a lot worse. Mr. Cole, who is 60, said he'd not slept for more than 2 hours at a time in nearly a week and had not tried to leave his ranch. As much as 70% of the land in Holt County, 70% is flooded. The roads and bridges to the south and north are washed out. Farmers and ranchers also said they had lost miles of fence that pen in their livestock, and they've lost countless bales of hay that feed the livestock. Do you get this? On network news, ABC, CBS, and NBC, it gets maybe a 3-minute, 30-second package. That's what they call it. Video, an interview with a farmer, an interview with a farmer takes about 30 seconds. One question, quick answer. Video of the flooding, then a quick interview with a Farm Bureau official, another 30 seconds, and then the reporter does his stand-up where he stands there, maybe with hip boots on, in the middle of a field flooded that right now should be in spring planting, and he finishes up 3.5 minutes, boom, move on, back to Trump, back to Michael Cohen, back to whatever. Those are on the networks. How often on the cable networks, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, whatever they are, how often do you see 5, 6, 7, 10, 12 minutes about this? This is something that should be on the networks constantly. And this fucking animal Trump should be just pushed aside. Fuck him. He's going to continue to do his damage until he is legally and peacefully removed from office. So when this stuff comes on the nightly news, CBS, ABC, NBC, it's just one in maybe 8 or 9 quick stories. Those are not newscasts. Those are headline services, that's all. And of that 30-minute newscast, what is it, 21 minutes of actual reporting? Or is it even lower now? Those newscasts are designed to sell you shit. Most of the shit they want to sell you is medicine for real conditions or crazy fucked up conditions, the side effects to which are going to make you even sicker, which is a whole different topic. But I mean, that's where the majority of people get their newscasts. They get their garbage and bullshit from the Fox sewer. They get all kinds of conversation and horseshit from CNN and MSNBC. Who the fuck is talking about this? Who is taking us from ignorance to awareness? But we're remaining stupid. Ranchers say they are reluctant to acknowledge the death of their animals and blame themselves when it happens. But Mr. Cole said he had lost about 40 calves during twin calamities of sub-zero cold and flooding. Sub-zero cold, which is another aspect of climate change. He said his son, 2 daughters, and 4 hired workers had toiled in shifts to save as many animals as they could. And the 4 hired workers will soon be picked up by ICE and deported. Let's take a break. We'll be back momentarily. There's more of this. There's always more of this, isn't there? Stay with me. I'm Mike Malloy.
Why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close.
Something that is facing all of this, it's not going to be facing us very much longer. That doesn't mean it's going to be solved. It just means that eventually there won't. Oh, this sounds almost cartoonish. Eventually, there won't be anybody around for who would have to face climate change. Huh? How's that? The rest of this piece in today's Times talks about these ranchers and what they're dealing with their cattle. I know what you're thinking right now. If you're really environmentalist, you're thinking, well, we shouldn't be raising cattle anyway. And I can agree with that. And not just because of cow farts that everybody likes to laugh about. The methane that comes from farm animals globally is an enormous problem, an unbelievable problem. But, you know, a cow fart, oh, that's funny stuff, man. Oh, a cow fart. Hey, he said fart. And the land that is used and the water that is used to feed, raise, and then slaughter these animals so that human beings can eat them and clog up their arteries and die prematurely of heart disease and cancer, colon cancer, and all kinds of shit. Yeah. So we shouldn't even be raising bovines, should we? When you get right down to it, no, we shouldn't. But I don't see it stopping, do you? So, this one guy I've been quoting, he said, the rancher's trick is to try to reunite mothers and their young to get them together was to rub vanilla on a cow's nose and then liberally dose her calf with the same liquid. That mingling of the same smell often did the trick. Vanilla. The future, it says, of the future for cows without calves to care for is a bleak one. So many calves have been lost that some ranchers have decided to cut their losses and sell them now instead of caring for mature cows until they are pregnant again. As a result, prices have dropped precipitously from $1 a pound for an 1,100-pound cow to 60 cents a pound. A cow, in other words, that would have fetched $1,000 will now bring $600. Mr. Cole, him again, said, quote, everybody, me included, is going to show a loss. Well, yeah. And I certainly don't celebrate your loss, celebrate your bankruptcy. I don't celebrate the fact that you are, in fact, going to lose everything, as so many people in the Midwest, for Christ's sake. Not Florida, where hurricanes strike. Not the Caribbean, where hurricanes are devastating. And not the Northeast, where flooding is horrible. Not the Texas Gulf area, where explosions rip the shit out of everything. Not California, where massive forest fires burn not just trees and ground clutter, but human beings, not just the Rocky Mountain forests that also burn millions of acres. No, not just that, but also the farming Midwest, the very identity, isn't it, of America, the Midwest, farms. But how many of those people are going to continue to vote for politicians who refuse, not just refuse to do something about this crisis, but refuse to even acknowledge that it exists. That's the part that just it makes my brain hurt. It makes me want to go to bed and pull the covers over my head and just sleep escape. How can we possibly be facing something like this and have a political class doing nothing and having a fucked up wannabe dictator who even pulled us out of something like the Paris Climate Agreement, as ineffective as that was, unless it is modified, pulled us out of even that? When a warm rain fell on a flat, frozen landscape, the ingredients for massive flooding were in place. That's what's going on in the Midwest. Another article says, an historic snowy winter. Tons of snow, storm after storm, right? You watch the Weather Channel over the past 3 months, you've seen it. They name the winter storms now, one after another. Feet of snow, not inches. That's part of climate change, too. A historic snowy winter is turning into record spring flooding across a wide area in the middle of the United States as major rivers spill over their banks, break levees, and inundate towns and farms. The governors of Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin have declared emergencies, and Iowa's governor has issued a disaster proclamation. You hear what I'm saying? Hundreds of families have fled their homes, especially in the Mississippi and Missouri floodplains, where levees were breached in many areas. Off at Air Force Base outside Omaha said that one-third of the base was underwater on Sunday. Remember a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago, the initial report from the U.S. military that said global climate change is going to have a profound effect on the U.S. military? Well, fucking here it is. Here's the beginning of it. And what will the people near Offutt Air Force Base outside Omaha do with their vote the next time? They will vote Republican. One-third of the base underwater. The National Weather Service in Omaha had to evacuate its offices because of rising water. Omaha. So, you might ask, as I have, what touched off the flooding? What caused this? Oh, I know the overarching reason. But here's the specific reason. Rain was the immediate cause. The Weather Service office in Omaha recorded 1.3 inches last week. More fell to the north and west, with Norfolk, Nebraska getting almost 2.5 inches on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's each day. That is more than these areas get this time of year. Omaha, which averages less than an inch of rain in all of March, already has 2.15 inches this month. How did that cause so much flooding? Well, the effect came mainly from what the rain fell upon. A snow-covered region that was unable to absorb much of this precipitation blow. There was just no place for the water to go. A senior meteorologist at the Des Moines office of the National Weather Service said, quote, a lot of this stems from the fall flooding in September and October. The fall flooding. Remember that? And because of that, she said, the soil was already saturated. And then we have a winter with massive amounts of snowfall, and then snow melt, and then rain. Are you kidding me? She said, quote, the moisture stayed in the ground all winter, deep frozen, while snow piled on top of it. And then on Wednesday and Thursday last week, warm air moved in, we got rain, and the snow melted. The higher than average precipitation combined with warm temperatures, snow melt, and the frozen ground was a perfect storm for flooding. The ingredients were in place. And consider where this is happening. The land out there are no mountains out there. There are not even hills. It's flat. The flat, frozen land was unable to soak in all this water. So it spread fast and furious. The way liquid spreads, if you drop a bottle of water on a tile floor, there's no place for it to go except out. It just keeps going until something stops it. So the runoff of all this, according to the spokeswoman for National Weather Service, the runoff is what quickly filled rivers and streams to overflowing. Remember, you know, there are limits to, well, there are limits to everything. But a river and a creek or a stream or a reservoir is designed either by millions of years of evolution, ground evolution, or by engineers. It's designed to hold a certain amount of water. Once that amount is exceeded, it's going to go someplace. And when I read about this, I think about what happened when the last hurricane hit North Carolina a year and a half ago, and all those so-called ponds that were full of pig feces and viruses and bacteria, enormous holding ponds of pig shit that the factory farmers in North Carolina, well, we'll put it over there. We don't know what to do with hog shit. We'll just put it over there. That's another animal we shouldn't be eating. And what happens when hurricane force winds hits those holding ponds? There's nothing there. It's a fucking hole in the ground. It may have a tarp at the bottom, some kind of plastic. What happens? It overflows. Where does it go? Into the ground, if it can get into the ground. All the viruses and bacteria and poisons that are found in these huge lakes of pig shit get into the food supply. Anyway, a hydrologist at the Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center said, quote, the ground was like concrete. It was frozen. In January, temperatures took a nosedive, and we've had deeply frozen ground all the way south into Missouri. So, end quote. So the question comes up, did anyone see this coming? I don't mean the global warming. Scientists have been trying to warn us about this. They've seen it coming for decades. Decades. But you listen to that filthy fucking pig man Rush Limbaugh, he'll tell you it's all nonsense. Any of these right wingers. Forecasters knew that the snowy winter was building to a potential spring flooding that would be, well, incalculable. In February, the Army Corps of Engineers lowered the reservoirs along the Missouri River to try to make room for excess runoff coming from the land. They released some water to make room for more. The snowpack began to melt the weekend of March 9th and 10th, leading to widespread snowmelt. the snow pack began to melt, which led to widespread snowmelt of 2 to 3 inches in many places and 4 inches in others, according to the National Weather Service. Some places had the equivalent of 6 inches of water in 24 hours. That's not rain. That's melt. The rain came on top of that. The Weather Service guy said, quote, "This would not have been historic if we had not had the 2 inches of rain on top of that. We would have had some minor to moderate flooding. Instead, we have 30 locations that hit records in central and eastern Nebraska, northwest Iowa, including 2 locations on the Missouri River itself." Under models of climate change, a warmer atmosphere can hold more water, and thus the likelihood of more intense inundations increases. Warm air, more absorption. Comes over the land, dumps it. We're not going to change that. That is part of the water cycle. But if we could just acknowledge that global warming has got to be addressed the only way it can be, and that is a total end, and this would be rough, a total end to anything and everything that continues to put carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. There's no place left for it to go. The atmosphere, the oceans, there's no place left for it to go. Our sponsor tonight was Chris Shaper. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. What was her message? Keep giving them hell or something?
Keep it lit, damn it.
Keep it lit, damn it. Thank you, Chris. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast because I realize that what I do on this podcast can be kind of freaky. But you're not going to hear the intensity anyplace else that I'm aware of. And right now, between now and the 15th of April, you can get a year subscription or renew your current subscription for $29.95 for a year. So do it. Okay? I'll see you next time. In the meantime, take care, keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.